This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado will receive over $8 million as part of a nationwide settlement with Google. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 39 other states in a lawsuit that accused the company of misleading consumers about its location tracking practices. In addition to the $391 million financial settlement, the suit requires Google to disclose more information about when it records users' locations. Denver City Council voted to approve Mayor Michael Hancock's final budget yesterday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the budget is up almost 10% from 2022.
The ambitious $3.7 billion budget is Michael Hancock's last as mayor. It focuses on housing, crime, and health issues. There's record funding for people experiencing homelessness and money to grow Denver's police force for the first time in years. Councilwoman Candy Sitabaka offered the only no vote, saying the budget was unrepresentative and that she was tired of the status quo. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Thanksgiving is drawing near, and Colorado is starting to light up as a winter wonderland. CPR's Eden Lane shares a growing list of community events to attend.
Each year, communities across Colorado mark the transition to winter's holidays with a range of festive lights, tree lightings, and other displays to get you in the spirit. One of the first events happens at Denver's Botanic Gardens, Blossoms of Light. The garden's Chatfield Farms site gets in the spirit, too. There's a list of many more places you can go to take in holiday sights and sounds at cpr.org. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.